News release. Governor Jared Polis Advisory Committee to the Property Tax Administrator. The Advisory Committee reviews and approves or disapproves manuals, appraisal procedures, and instructions prepared and published by the Property Tax Administrator. For terms expiring September 1, 2025, Rogelio Rodriguez of Arvada, Colorado, to serve as a non-assessor from a county with a population over 75,000, as a Democrat, and to serve as chair of the committee, appointed. Azarel Madrigal Chase of Alamosa, Colorado, to serve as a non-assessor from the Western Slope and a Democrat, appointed. Broadband Deployment Board. The board implements and administers the deployment of broadband service in unserved areas of the state by awarding grants from the Broadband Fund. For a term expiring August 17, 2024, John Clark of Ridgeway, Colorado, to serve as a mayor or city council member from a rural city or town, reappointed. For a term expiring September 28, 2025, Audrey Danner of Craig, Colorado, to serve as an individual who resides in an unserved area of the Western Slope, appointed. Clean Fleet Enterprise. The Clean Fleet Enterprise will incentivize and support the use of electric motor vehicles. For terms expiring September 28, 2024, Carlos Gonzalez of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as an individual from a disproportionately impacted community, appointed. Greg Fulton of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an expert in transportation, appointed. Tim Reeser of Johnstown, Colorado, to serve as an expert in motor vehicle fleet electrification, appointed. Huma Seth of Arvada, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a business that operates a motor vehicle fleet, appointed. For terms expiring September 28, 2025. Will Allison of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an air quality expert, appointed. John Tayer of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as an expert in business or supply chain management, appointed. Clean Transit Enterprise. The Clean Transit Enterprise reduces and mitigates the adverse environmental and health impacts of air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions produced by motor vehicles. For terms expiring September 28, 2024, Deanira, Dea, Zavala of Westminster, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a transportation-focused organization that serves an environmental justice community, appointed. Bonnie Trowbridge of Berthoud, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a public advocacy group that has transit or comprehensive transportation expertise, appointed. Matt Frommer of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an individual with expertise in zero-emissions transportation, motor vehicle fleets, or utilities, appointed. For terms expiring September 28, 2025, David Averill of Telluride, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a rural area and have transit expertise, appointed. Mark Garcia of Pagosa Springs, Colorado, to serve as a member of the Transportation Commission and have statewide transportation expertise, appointed. Chris Jones of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a representative of an urban area and have transit expertise, appointed. Colorado Commission on Criminal and Juvenile Justice. The commission was formed to engage in an evidence-based analysis of the criminal justice system in Colorado and annually report to the governor, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the President of the Senate, and the Chief Justice of the Colorado Supreme Court. For terms expiring September 1, 2024, Tajasan Ashahid of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a person who is a former offender who has demonstrated knowledge of the criminal justice system and its impacts, appointed. Christiana Hytrone of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a victim's advocate, appointed. Derek McCoy of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a victim, as defined in Section 24-4.1-302.5, and who has demonstrated knowledge of the criminal justice system and its impacts, appointed. Steve Odorizio of Welby, Colorado, to serve as a county commissioner, appointed. Sean Day of Thornton, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a nonprofit organization representing municipalities, reappointed. Valerie Finks Van Cam of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative of victims' rights organizations, reappointed. Jessica Eve Jones of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an at-large member, reappointed. Richard Kent Kornfeld of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a criminal defense attorney, reappointed. Greg Morrow of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an at-large member, reappointed. Abigail Tucker of Edgewater, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a mental health treatment provider, reappointed. Colorado Forest Health Council. The Colorado Forest Health Council will develop and advise on strategies on forest health and wildfire mitigation. For terms expiring September 1, 2024, Scott Jones of Livermore, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed by or associated with an organization that advocates for motorized recreation, appointed. Aaron Kimple of Durango, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed or associated with a forest collaborative organization, appointed. Paige Lewis of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed by or associated with a conservation organization, appointed. Mark Morgan of Wellington, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed by or associated with the timber industry, appointed. Ben Tistel of Ouray, Colorado, to serve as a county commissioner west of the Continental Divide, appointed. Jody Shattuck McNally of Loveland, Colorado, to serve as a county commissioner east of the Continental Divide, appointed. Samantha Albert of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an employee of the Colorado Officer of Economic Development with a leadership role and expertise in outdoor recreation, appointed. Christy Belton of Steamboat Springs, Colorado, to serve as an individual who owns a ranch and pens grazing rights on public lands, appointed. Ethan Buchholz of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as a forest scientist or an individual who is employed in a forest research position and has climate science experience, appointed. Christina Burry of Drake, Colorado, to serve as an individual who is employed by a water supplier, including a municipal drinking water supplier and an irrigation water supplier, east of the Continental Divide, appointed. Hillary Cooper of Telluride, Colorado, to serve as a county commissioner west of the Continental Divide, appointed. Abe Layden of Lone Tree, Colorado, to serve as a county commissioner east of the Continental Divide, appointed. Amy Moyer of Glenwood Springs, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed by a water supplier, including a municipal drinking water supplier and an irrigation water supplier, west of the Continental Divide, appointed. Julie Stenzel of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed by a public utility that owns or operates transmission facilities, appointed. Carol Walker of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed by or associated with the insurance industry, appointed. Selwyn Whiteskunk of Toak, Colorado, to serve as an enrolled member of a tribe that has a reservation in Colorado, appointed. Brett Woke of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as an individual employed by a research institution and who has forest policy expertise, appointed. Colorado Historical Records Advisory Board. The board advises the governor on all aspects of historical records housed within the state of Colorado and develops state guidelines for historical records projects in accordance with the National Historical Publications and Records Commission. For terms expiring September 1, 2025, Greg Buchanan of Lakewood, Colorado, appointed. Amber Jean D'Ambrosio of Grand Junction, Colorado, appointed. Sarah Fitzpatrick of Denver, Colorado, reappointed. Allison K. Jabrotsky of Denver, Colorado, reappointed. Colorado Prescription Drug Affordability Review Board. The board protects Colorado consumers from excessive prescription drug costs by reviewing affordability, establishing upper payment limits, and making policy recommendations to the General Assembly to improve affordability of prescription drugs. For a term expiring September 27, 2022, James Justin Vandenberg, farmed, BCPS of Denver, Colorado, appointed. For terms expiring September 27, 2023, Catherine Harshbarder of Holyoke, Colorado, appointed. Amaryllis, Amy, Gutierrez, farmed of Aurora, Colorado, appointed. For terms expiring September 27, 2024, Sammy Diab, MD of Greenwood Village, Colorado, appointed. Gail Misner, MD, FACP, AAHIVS of Snowmass Village, Colorado, and to serve as board chair, appointed. Community Access Enterprise. The Community Access Enterprise supports the widespread adoption of electric motor vehicles, equitably invests in transportation infrastructure, and incentivizes the acquisition and use of electric motor vehicles and electric alternatives to motor vehicles. For terms expiring September 28, 2024, Reverend Eugene Downing of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an individual from a disproportionately impacted community, appointed. Sarah Mayrose of Kansas City, Missouri, to serve as a representative with interested of the automobile industry, including manufacturers and dealers, the electric vehicle charging and fueling businesses, or owners of motor vehicle fleets, appointed, for terms expiring September 28, 2025, Ryan Hurst of Denver, Colorado, to serve in the non-specified seat, appointed, Alice Laird of Carbondale, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a business or organization that supports electric alternatives to motor vehicles, appointed. Developmental Disabilities Council. The Developmental Disabilities Council is responsible for coordinating services and advocating for persons with developmental disabilities. For terms expiring July 1, 2022, Veronica Parra of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, Maternal Child Health Program, occasioned by the resignation of Tara Entwistle of Golden, Colorado, appointed. Ann Patton of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an immediate relative or guardian of an adult with developmental disabilities, occasioned by the resignation of Joseph Shipley of Arvada, Colorado, appointed, for a term expiring July 1, 2023. Nita Chetier of Erie, Colorado, to serve as a parent, guardian, or family member of a child with developmental disabilities, occasioned by the resignation of David Bukovinsky of Aurora, Colorado, appointed, for terms expiring July 1, 2024. Candy Burnham of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a private nonprofit group concerned with services and supports for persons with developmental disabilities, appointed. Alicia Akins of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a family member or guardian of a person with mentally impairing developmental disabilities, reappointed. Dina Johnson of Broomfield, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the University Centers for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities Education, Research, and Services, reappointed. David Monroe of Grand Junction, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the State Protection and Advocacy System, reappointed. Joseph Maroney of Parker, Colorado, to serve as a person with a developmental disability, reappointed. Katie Oliver of Thornton, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a state agency that administers funds provided under the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, reappointed. Milagrito Segura Cubas of Arvada, Colorado, to serve as a parent of a person with a disability, reappointed. Bonnie Silva of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative of Titles V and 19 of the Social Security Act, reappointed. Disability Funding Committee. The Colorado Disability Funding Committee accepts and reviews proposals and funds projects or programs that study or pilot new and innovative ideas that will lead to an improved quality of life or increased independence for persons with disabilities. The committee accepts proposals from nonprofit entities to aid persons with disabilities in accessing disability benefits. For a term expiring August 12, 2023, Michael Stone of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a representative of persons with disabilities, occasioned by the resignation of Justine Ager of Steamboat Springs, Colorado, appointed, for terms expiring August 12, 2024. Samuel Taylor of Broomfield, Colorado, to serve as an individual with knowledge of business and business management, appointed. Oren Von Limbaugh of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as someone in the practice of law with experience working with persons with disabilities and a person who lives in a household with a person with a disability and is meaningfully involved in the care of a person with a disability, appointed. Lloyd Lewis of Englewood, Colorado, to serve as an individual who lives in a household with a person with a disability and as a person who is meaningfully involved in the care of a person with a disability, and as a person with experience or knowledge of business and business management, and as a person with experience or knowledge of nonprofit entities and managing nonprofit entities, reappointed. Joy Ann Keener Russia of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a person with a disability, and as a person who lives in a household with a person with a disability, and as a person who is meaningfully involved in the care of a person with a disability, reappointed. Institute of Cannabis Research. Governing Board. The role and mission of the Institute is to conduct or fund research related to cannabis and publicly disseminate the results of the research. The Governing Board is tasked with overseeing the Institute and approving its annual budget. The Governing Board shall advise any Colorado institution of higher education that is developing cannabis-related curriculum and provides input to the Colorado Commission on Higher Education before it approves any cannabis-related degrees or certifications. For terms expiring August 5, 2025, Joanna Zeiger, Ph.D. of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a scientist from a relevant field, appointed. Malik Muhammad Hassan of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member associated with cannabis-related industries, reappointed. Sherrod Marshawn Rogers of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member associated with cannabis-related industries, reappointed. Non-attainment area air pollution mitigation enterprise. The non-attainment area air pollution mitigation enterprise mitigates the environmental and health impacts of increased air pollution from motor vehicle emissions in non-attainment areas. For terms expiring at the pleasure of the governor, Danielle Stacy Suniga of Greeley, Colorado, to serve as an individual with expertise on environmental justice, or public health issues, appointed. Lynn Baca of Brighton, Colorado, to serve as an elected official of a disproportionately impacted community that is a member of the Denver Regional Council of Governments, appointed. Kristen Stevens of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as an elected official of a local government that is a member of the North Front Range Metropolitan Planning Organization, appointed. Jessica Olguin of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of disproportionately impacted communities, appointed. Leanne Wheeler of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative of disproportionately impacted communities, appointed. Nurse Physician Advisory Task Force for Colorado Healthcare. The board was established to promote public safety and improve healthcare in Colorado by supporting collaboration and communication between the practices of nursing and medicine. For terms expiring September 11, 2024, Erwin Gelfand, MD of Englewood, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the physician community who may or may not be a member of a statewide physicians organization, appointed. Jennifer Heisen, MHA, RN of Durango, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the nursing community who may or may not be a member of a statewide professional nursing organization, appointed. Robin Bruce, BSN, RN of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the nursing community affiliated with a statewide professional nursing organization, reappointed. William McMunn, 3rd, DMD of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a physician affiliated with a physician's organization, reappointed. Peace Officers Standards and Training Board. The board oversees the certification of training programs, training academies and instructors of police officer candidates. The board also certifies qualified peace officers. For terms expiring June 30, 2024, Donald Addy of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a lay member, appointed. Laura Daniels of Crested Butte, Colorado, to serve as a lay member, appointed. Charletta Evans of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a lay member, appointed. Scott Levin of Englewood, Colorado, to serve as a lay member, appointed. Ashley Beck of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a lay member, reappointed. Pinnacle Assurance Board of Directors. The Pinnacle Assurance Board of Directors promulgates rules and regulations pertaining to the operation and administration of the Colorado Pinnacle Assurance Fund. For a term expiring January 1, 2024, Maua Hiley of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an employee of an employer whose liability is insured by Pinnacle, occasioned by the resignation of Brad Robert Buss of Denver, Colorado, appointed. State Board of Marriage and Family Therapist Examiners. The State Board of Marriage and Family Therapist Examiners Board adopts rules and regulations for the profession, conducts examinations, and grants or denies licenses. For a term expiring August 12, 2025, Aaron L. Ford of Westminster, Colorado, to serve as a member of the general public, reappointed. State Emergency Medical and Trauma Services Advisory Council. The council advises the Department of Public Health and Environment on matters relating to emergency medical and trauma services programs. The council's duties include developing curricula for the training of emergency medical personnel, establishing requirements for ambulance vehicles and services, and determining the eligibility of facilities to receive trauma center designation. For a term expiring July 1, 2022, Austin Wagner of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as a flight nurse of an emergency medical service air team or unit, occasioned by the resignation of Pamela Jo Howes of Fort Lupin, Colorado, appointed. For terms expiring July 1, 2024, Edward Payan of Broomfield, Colorado, to serve as a board-certified surgeon providing trauma care at a Level 2 trauma center on the council, appointed. Philip Stahl of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an administrative representative of an urban trauma center, appointed. Benjamin Lanto of Breckenridge, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the general public from a rural area, appointed. Marcy Downs of Sterling, Colorado, to serve as a registered nurse involved in rural emergency medical and trauma services, appointed Fernando Gray of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as fire chief of a service that provides pre-hospital care in an urban area, reappointed Kathleen Adelgay of Golden, Colorado, to serve as a board-certified physician certified in pediatrics of a pediatric subspecialty, reappointed Tim Dienst of Woodland Park, Colorado, to serve as a regional council chair, reappointed Tony Grampsis Youth Services Board. The board oversees the Tony Grampsis Youth Services, TGYS, program. The responsibilities of the TGYS board include developing program guidelines for proposal design, local public to private funding match requirements, and application review processes. They also develop criteria for awarding grants and develop result-oriented criteria for measuring the effectiveness of programs. The TGYS board establishes timelines for submission and review of grant applications. Finally, the TGYS board reviews all applications for funding and chooses those entities that should receive grants. The TGYS board submits their grant recommendations to the governor for final approval. For terms expiring July 1, 2024, Olivia Christensen of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as a youth member, appointed Teresa Trujillo of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as an individual from a minority community and a person who is knowledgeable in the area of community planning for youth violence prevention, appointed Tommy Veal of Monte Vista, Colorado, to serve as an individual from a minority community and a person who is knowledgeable in the area of community planning for youth violence prevention, appointed Tarun Amasa of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a youth member, reappointed